Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Well, 29 minutes to 9 o'clock, and thank you so much for staying with us. So that's just kind of gives you a perspective on that Credit 4 case. There is, as I said, part 2 to this, and then we will at some point get to that part 2, and hopefully we'll do that before that Commission of Inquiry. Now, yesterday, we had a conversation with the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Higher Education, Teboho Letsie, who gave us a sense that they were in the process of asking the Speaker of Parliament to see what is possible in taking steps to force the University of Limpopo to answer questions and comply with the summons that they had issued the management. They're also asking that they're seeking some advice in opening criminal cases against the university. Now, on the line with us to give a right of reply, and we did say yesterday that we'd rather have a conversation with them today. Yesterday, they wouldn't have had enough time to respond, is the University of Limpopo spokesperson, Victor Khomaswana, who I'm sure many of you know from other works that he's done, but he is now with the university. Mr. Khomaswana, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Pimelo. Good to see you again.
Good to speak to you as well. The Portfolio Committee on Higher Education says that based on a conversation that you had at a Portfolio Committee meeting, I think this dates back to 2024 in November, there had been agreements, and my understanding is that that particular meeting had to end for time constraints. I think it had been going on for a long time.
That's not true.
It's not true. You will then clarify that. But there were agreements, in my understanding, that you were going to be, as a university, going to furnish them with further details to some of the questions, and that was meant to happen at a later stage. They've subsequently said they have been waiting for responses and eventually decided to issue the university with summons. Clarify some of the things that you are not happy with there.
Okay. Thank you, Pimelo. And you see, I drove to the studio because that's how seriously I take this. When we talk in the media, I wish we could stick to substance and facts, and we could understand that South Africa is governed by laws which prescribe procedures and processes that must be followed. And last but not least, I would say the character of the person making claims has to be questioned. But let's talk about the facts. 20th November, I'll be quick. 20th November, the Portfolio Committee held a hearing with the university management. There was no hearing, really. There were insults. There was yelling at the members of the... So when they say they couldn't finish because there was no time, it's because the members took far too long abusing the management of the university. They did, yes, send a request to the university asking for further information. The university was processing that. But suddenly on the 4th of December, Honorable Letsie made or issued a media statement saying they are going to recommend that an assessor be appointed and eventually an administrator. When you put a university under administration, it's as good as putting a company under bankruptcy protection or into provisional liquidation. On the same day, the university council wrote to the minister expressing an unhappiness about this, especially because she had already committed to the portfolio committee that she was going to appoint an assessor. We took issue with that because when you do that, the Act, the Higher Education Act, prescribes a process you must follow, including consulting with the university management, which had not been done. We heard it for the first time when she was on TV talking to the portfolio committee. There were lots of exchanges. We don't have time to go through them, but they are of no substance. But on the 12th of February this year, a meeting between the minister and the university took place. And at the end of that meeting, the understanding was the claims that were being made against the university were of no substance. The minister sent subsequently deputy ministers to the university to assess the state of readiness, and there was nothing untoward that was found. All of a sudden, on the 28th of March, the university gets summonses, and this is where I'm going, for the university chair of council, Bandelani Nipolobode, Professor Mahlo Mohalum, Vice-Chancellor and Principal, and Miss Joyce Tolo, who's chairperson of the Institutional Forum. The university responded, and I showed your producer this response, dated the 4th of April to the summons. So the fact that we didn't respond is not true. The summons came from Xolile George, who's Secretary to Parliament. We sent Xolile George an email with the same response. We then sent a sheriff to deliver the response to his office in Cape Town, and somebody, I must say not Xolile George himself, but somebody at his office said, oh no, you don't need to serve us because you have already sent us the email. I've never heard of that, where you are serving somebody the papers and they say you don't have to do that because you sent an email. But that's where things stand at the moment. So the claim that they have written to the university and it hasn't responded is not true. And therefore I say, in closing, the reason we take this seriously is not because the university shouldn't be held to account. The reason is you can't take a university with 24,000 students, 65 years under his belt, 150,000 alumni, and trash it the way Honorable Letsia has been doing. We think it's untoward. And if he's a member of parliament who took an oath to protect the constitution of this country, which has laws and processes, he must do his work. He must hold us to account. We respect that, but he must do it in accordance with the laws of this country, including the constitution.
Are you at liberty to tell us what were the contents of the email? Was the email responding to the issues that came up in November 2024, or was this responding to the summons that they had sent to
the
university?
The summons that they sent. Remember, when you talk, you have to reduce what you're asking for in writing. Now, in between the 20th of November and the 12th, when there was the meeting with the minister, there were many back and forth letters written, including letters that we wrote to the minister asking her that if she wants to appoint an administrator, she must do it in terms of Section 44 of the Higher Education Act, which says consult with the university management, raise the concerns you have, give the university the opportunity to respond, and then you can decide what to do. She had written to us telling us to halt appointments of senior leadership and so on, and we had to respond and say that's unprocedural. She understood that. She wasn't obstinate about it. But eventually, on the 12th of February, the meeting was held, which was very cordial, and that's why we were surprised to get the summons asking for the same information. But we didn't ignore it. We responded, and that's where we stand at the moment.
Was the meeting with the department or with the portfolio committee members?
No. The university is a creature of statute.
The 12th of February.
The political oversight rests with the minister.
Understood.
So everything that gets done, we report to the minister.
So this was not an oversight visit?
No. No. The meeting was with the minister. Remember, as the political head...
I'm just clarifying that this was not...
She had been confronted with a media statement that she must appoint an administrator, an assessor. So she had to establish for herself, let's find out exactly what it is that I'm supposed to assess here. And that meeting of the 12th of February was very cordial. It was with the advisor of the minister, I must say, not the minister herself, but it was very cordial, and it ended up with an understanding where a commitment was made by the department that engagement with the university from now on will be in accordance with the law. But when we got the summons is very legal. You can summons anybody to send any information. The reason we are objecting to the summons, Pimelo, is the following. They issued the summons in terms of Section 56 of the Constitution. That 56 of the Constitution says, when you ask for information from someone, you should tell them three things. You should tell them, and we wrote it in the letter that we responded, tell us the time and place and venue of the inquiry that you are looking for the summons for. You're going to be appearing on this day, and this is the place. You can say parliament. You don't have to give us a venue. And then secondly, you must tell us the subject of the inquiry. The third, you must say the purpose for which you want to use the evidence. It's not the University of Limpopo. It's Section 14 of the Constitution. And that's all. They did not do that. We wrote to the Secretary to Parliament, and that letter was acknowledged, although it was by email. When we served to the address, we were told, the sheriff was told, you don't need to serve us because we already have received the email, which is why it's puzzling. It's astonishing that Honorable Letsia would say, we haven't responded.
Where were you in terms of furnishing the portfolio committee with the responses before the summons came through?
We had already dealt with that with the minister. We had gone back and forth. We had even asked for, because the minister wrote to the university and said there are many allegations of maladministration, of poor governance. And we said, fine, we will answer to all your questions. But in terms of the promotion of access to information, we want to know which allegations you have received, which areas are affected, so that we can respond. We submitted the promotion of access to information request. We never got a response to that.
To who?
To the minister.
But I'm asking about committee.
The portfolio committee. The process that was flawed because they went and issued a statement. So you are a prosecutor or you are an arbitrator. You don't go, send me a letter, and then you go and make a statement that I'm going to. You're already pronouncing on the outcome of the investigation. That's why we had to write to the minister and say, this process is flawed.
So if I understand you correctly, mm-hmm. you had decided that you're responding to the minister since the minister had been the one now who had taken this up.
Yeah, and she had made an announcement that she's going to appoint an assessor, and she had written to the university saying, halt all processes, don't appoint management, don't do this. And we said, whoa, the university must run. It's the end of the year. We are preparing to admit 5,000 students next year. We have to know why we have to halt. And like I say, to her credit, the minister didn't insist on that. That's why when we left it and requesting for information. If you say there are numerous complaints, let's get those complaints. If you say there are allegations of mal, let's get them. That information never came from the side of the department. But then there was a meeting held with the senior leadership of the university and the minister's office. And that's why our understanding was that the matter had been put to rest. Unfortunately, or curiously, we, on the 28th of March, had this summons.
Where does that leave you now?
It leaves us with a letter that we addressed to the Secretary to Parliament on the 4th.
Responding to the unlawfulness
of the summons, asking them to comply with the requirements of a summons, and then we will take it from there.
All right.
All we are asking is Honorable Letsie should refrain from violating the processes of the Constitution that he has taken an oath of office to uphold.
All right.
He can't try as in the media. He can't pronounce on the outcome of an investigation before he has done it. And he definitely cannot trash the iconic institution, the University of Limpopo. Lots, too many people have given their lives to that institution. It's irresponsible to think you can build a better South Africa by trashing your inheritance. And that's what he's doing.
Victor Khumaswane, thank you so much for that response. He is a University of Limpopo spokesperson. As you heard, they themselves have responded with their own sheriff, a letter that went back to Parliament because Parliament had issued the summons themselves. We'll keep an eye on the story, as you know, and give you feedback as and when it develops.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.